The Alaska State Senate will come to order for the 47th Legislative Day. Will members please vote to signify their presence this morning?
The roll shows 13 senators present this morning. Senators Coghill, Duncan, Fahrenkamp, Hensley, Jones, Sturgiluski, and Ewling are excused from the call of the Senate today.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Father Wharton from the Holy Trinity Episcopal Church is here this morning for the prayer. Will everyone please stand?
Let us pray. Lord, our Creator, another legislative week is quickly drawing to a close. We thank you for the opportunities that you have presented this week that enabled us to be of service to others. Be present with these senators in the closing hours of this week that they may continue to find the energy and strength to work through what needs to be accomplished yet today. Bless them in this coming weekend that they may find time for family, friends, and recreation that is so necessary if they are to continue to serve in good physical, mental, and spiritual health. Help them to see and sense your beauty and awe in the wonders of creation that surrounds them, that they may be renewed and better able to serve and govern. Give them safe travel in their comings and goings. This I ask in the name of your Son, the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Senator Halford, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, may we have the certification of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 46th Legislative Day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal for the 46th Legislative Day be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objections, we will certify the Daily Journal for the 46th Legislative Day. Are there introduction of guests this morning? Senator Crotula.
President, it's my singular honor today to introduce one of the two people that I certainly would ever acknowledge as senior members of this body. For Senator Butkovich, today the other member is a very distinguished Alaskan, very distinguished member of the Senate, and surely the senior senator when we're in his presence, Senator Bob Ziegler of Ketchum.
Senator Ziegler, as customary, will you have the floor, sir?
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Boot, I'm not going to say anything bad. appreciate the recognition, I really do. And I would like to thank you and my former colleagues for the marvelous citation that you presented to me and to Senator Sackett, Ray, and Ferguson earlier on. In our collective 80 years of legislative experience, I never presumed to speak for any of them, but I can in this case when I say thank you on their behalf as well as mine. And I also want to thank you for having dedicated the first session rather than the second session of the 15th state legislature to us. Thanks a lot.
Senator Eliason.
Madam President, may we have just a brief at ease while I make a presentation?
The Senate will stand at ease for a presentation. Come back to order, Senator Eliason.
Madam President, under an introduction of guests, I believe that is Senator Robert Ziegler, Jr. sitting with Senator Robert Ziegler, Sr. Welcome.
Are there further introduction of guests this morning? Senator Crotula.
I also notice our friends from Ketchikan is appropriate today as the Kubleys, father and son.
Is that my copy? Additional introduction of guests? Do we have messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Madam President.
Do we have messages from the House of Representatives?
There are no messages from the House.
Do we have communications?
There is a report to the governor by the Medicaid Rate Commission, Department of Health and Social Services, for the fiscal period ending September 30, 1986 through December 13, 1986.
We are referring that to the HESS, the Health, Education, Social Services Committee, and the Finance Committee.
And that was the only communication today.
Do we have reports of standing committees?
March 5, dear Senator Jan Fake, Senate President from the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee, pursuant to AS 39580, the Labor and Commerce Committee held a hearing on March 4, 1987 on the confirmation of John Anthony Smith as Commissioner of the Department of Commerce and Economic Development. There was no stated objection to confirmation of the named individual by committee members. This does not necessarily indicate an intention to vote for or against the individual named at the time of the joint session on confirmation. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, Senators Eliason, Fahrenkamp, and Szymanski. March 5, 1987, dear Madam President, pursuant to AS 39580, the Senate Committee on Resources held public hearing March 2nd on the appointments of Judith Brady and Dennis Kelso as commissioners of the Department of Natural Resources and the Department of Environmental Conservation, respectively. The committee has no objection to the governor's appointment of Commissioner Kelso and Commissioner Brady. Sincerely, Jack, signed Senator John B. Coghill, Chairman. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Resolution Number 11, requesting the governor to direct the filing of an amicus brief in Sierra Club versus Bureau of Land Management to advise the court of the state's position. Reports it back without recommendation, signed Senator Kurchula, Chairman, concurring Senators Hallford, Josephson, Sturgiolowski, and Rohde. SR 11 has a further referral to resources. The International Trade Committee considered Senate Bill Number 64, Export Enterprises under the Alaska Industrial Development Authority, recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute, International Trade, and do pass, signed Senator Ewing, Chairman, concurring Senator Jara, Abood, and Hensley. A fiscal impact note was attached. Senate Bill 64 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considers Senate Bill Number 71, Management of Sand and Gravel Resources, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute resources. Signed, Senator Coghill, Chairman, concurring Senators Jones, Eliason, Sturgiolowski, Duncan, and Fisher. Senator Jaroff signed, no recommendation until you add the S to reserves. A fiscal impact was attached. SB 71 has a further referral to finance. The Transportation Committee considered sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 5 amended, reflagging of foreign fish processing vessels, and recommends do pass, signed Senator Jones, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly and Fahrenkamp. SSHJR5M has a further referral to resources. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Do we have reports of special committees?
The Senate Bill 64 did have a further referral to finance.
I believe you said that.
Did I? Okay. Thank you. There are no special committee reports today.
Do you have introduction of Senate resolutions?
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 19 by Senator Fakes relating to the promotion of the Iditarod race.
Labor and Commerce Committee.
Senate Joint.
Without objection, the Senate will stand at ease. Back to order, please. Madam Secretary, under the introduction of resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 19 by Senators Fakes, Kurtula, Binkley, Szymanski, and Hofford relating to the promotion of the Iditarod race.
Labor and Commerce Committee.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 25 by Senator Hofford proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to income from the Permanent Fund.
State Affairs Committee, Judiciary, Finance.
And those were the new resolutions today.
Do we have introduction of Senate bills today?
Senate Bill Number 165 by Senator Duncan, an act relating to release of certain permanent fund dividend and driver license information to the United States Selective Service System.
State Affairs Committee.
Senate Bill number 166 by Senator Fahrenkamp, an act relating to regulations that affect small businesses and small municipalities and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs, Labor and Commerce, Finance.
Senate Bill number 167 by Senator Hofford, an act relating to grants for water supply, sewage, and solid waste facilities, establishing a revolving loan fund, and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
Senate Bill number 168 by Senators Duncan and Jaroff, an act relating to establishment of a port authority by a municipality.
Community and Regional Affairs, Labor and Commerce, Finance.
And those were the new bills.
We're down to the consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 138 by Senators Bennett, Fakes, and Coghill, an act relating to the date of convening a regular session of the legislature.
Senate Bill 138 is before us in second reading. Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Because we don't have the necessary numbers of people to advance from second to third reading on the same day, this bill will appear before us in third reading on Monday's calendar.
Senate Bill number 131 by Senators Jaroff, Eliason, Josephson, Szymanski, Krutula, Duncan, Ewling, and Sturgiluski, an act relating to the sale and use of TBT-based marine anti-fouling paints and coatings and providing for an effective date.
Senate Bill 131 is before us in second reading. Are there any amendments?
There is an amendment number one by Senator Jaroff. On page 2, line 3, delete all material and insert 1. TBT-based marine anti-fouling paint or coating means means a paint, coating, or treatment that contains tributylene or a triorganotin compound used as a substitute for tributylene, and that it is intended to control fouling organisms in the freshwater or marine environment.
Senator Jaroff.
President, I move the amendment.
Do you wish to speak to the amendment, sir?
Madam President, the amendment would basically go beyond just the what was the language in the original bill, and expands it to to include the tributylene compounds that may be used in conjunction with the paint, and it just expands it beyond just the regular TBT. It was something that probably was maybe a little bit of an oversight. If we're trying to take care of the whole problem, that we want to take a look at all the other derivatives that are of the TBT nature.
Amendment number one is before us. Are there any other discussions? Senator Jaroff, do you wish to ask unanimous consent?
Madam President, I ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, amendment number one to Senate Bill 131 has been adopted.
I have no other amendments.
There are no other amendments. Senate Bill 131 with the adopted amendment will be before us in third reading on Monday. Senator Krutula?
Kennedy is present, Senator.
Without objection, the Senate will stand at ease. Back to order, please. I believe we are citations.
A citation honoring J. Edward Short, Eagle Scout rank, by Representatives Navarre and Swackhammer and Senators Fisher and Szymanski.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation on today's calendar be adopted.
Without objection, the citations on today's calendar have been adopted. Senator Krutula.
President, I think it's probably appropriate at any time. I'd move national consent to be shown as a co-sponsor of Senate Bill 168, support authority bill.
Without objection, Senator Krutula will be shown as a co-sponsor on the Port Authority 168 bill. We are at unfinished business this morning. Senator Fisher.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor of SJR 21, which is a resolution on nuclear weapons freeze, with the co-sponsor, as a sponsor agreeing to it.
Without objection, Senator, you will be shown as a co-sponsor on that resolution. Is there further unfinished business this morning? An additional referral for the confirmation of Jim Sampson, Commissioner of Labor, has been requested, and I have granted that to the Finance Committee. So Commissioner of Labor Jim Sampson will have an additional referral for confirmation to the Finance Committee. We have announcements this morning. Senator Fisher.
Thank you, Madam President. I want to make an announcement for next Friday, the 13th. We're going to be taking up two bills, SB 51, sale of alcohol in local option area, and SB 135, limiting hire of non-resident teachers.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Cotulla.
President, Senate, on Tuesday, we will have Senate Bill 52 and Senate Bill 1 and Senate Bill 117, all on that calendar.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Eliason.
Madam President, the Rules Committee will meet at 1:15 Monday, and the bills are posted.
Thank you, Senator. Are there further announcements this morning? Do we have special orders? Senator Zara.
Yeah, thank you, Madam President. I request the privilege of the floor to speak on SJR 19 and M. Chitka.
Without objection, Senator, you do have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. In yesterday's Anchorage Daily News, there's an article that's entitled The North Pacific Watch, and it refers to the activities that are going on M. Chitka Island, which is approximately 1,400 miles southwest of Anchorage. It's an island out in the Aleutian Chain. And the Navy at this time is considering, they're not considering, they are beginning now and over the next 2 years, putting in a over-the-horizon radar system. And the concern that I have is that, we can't really get any particulars out of it because it's classified information. But more importantly, I think, is that it could bring as much as $92 million to the state, which is the cost of the project. SJR 19 is a resolution that I introduced last week, I believe it was, that basically states that we ought to encourage the use of Senator Murkowski's amendment that he had put on the a bill back in Washington, D.C. for the funding of these projects, military projects in the state, which basically targets Alaskan hire. And my concern there, of course, is to get people hired from the Aleutians out in the area in which the work is being accomplished. I think even more important is the use of Alaskan hire to work on these particular projects that the government is promoting here in the state. And one of the the criteria for built into the amendment is that Alaska's unemployment must exceed the national unemployment. And statistics that I have as of this morning that the national unemployment is roughly 7.3%. Alaska's unemployment is at about 11.3. So therefore, we certainly do fall within the intent of that amendment that was placed on by Senator Murkowski, and I certainly thank him for those efforts. And I certainly hope there that the federal government will now follow through and, first of all, hire Aleutian people, and then Alaskans from the rest of the state that are certainly experiencing unemployment. And hopefully that we'll get this resolution moving and get that the sense of the legislature through shortly. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent. The Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday.
Without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 11 a.m. Monday morning.